Something for the weekend, it's Trina Mari here, and the big news is Three Dental have just celebrated their third birthday, so we're joined in studio by one of the dentists, Peter Doherty. Good morning, Peter, how are you?
Hi, Trina.
You didn't bring your equipment to give me an examination today?
Not today, I'm afraid. No, you'd have to call it the
surgery. He's looking at me, though. He is looking at the teeth. Listen, I suppose the big question is, we all need to go to a dentist. How often should we be going, though? Because I hear stories about people saying, I haven't been to the dentist in 15 years.
Generally, we'd recommend that people would come every 6 months or so to see their dentist, and probably the same for a hygienist as well, to have your teeth cleaned.
Okay, do you get that though, people coming in and saying it's been absolutely years because I'm terrified, or there's a reason behind it?
Absolutely, yeah. So what I do predominantly is dental implants. That's my kind of specialty. And I see lots of people who've neglected their teeth over many, many years. And when they come to us, they've had multiple bad experiences. They're unhappy with either the appearance of their teeth, or they're unhappy with how their mouth is functioning. You know, they can't eat or smile and they feel uncomfortable. And then we would take them in, examine them and come up with a treatment plan and try and restore their mouth, give them back their confidence.
Does that happen because they've neglected going to the dentist, or are some people just more prone to having bad teeth or bad gums?
It's a little bit of both, actually. So you'll find there are some people who are afraid, they don't attend, and then any problems that they have are not treated at the time and they become worse. I would say it's a little bit of fear, a little bit of neglect, not to lay the blame at anyone's door, but that's what happens. And then the other end of it is that some people are just genetically predisposed to things like gum disease, or perhaps they're a smoker, and smoking is something that causes gum disease.
It's a big no-no, really.
It is, yeah. I hate to say it, you know, it's a very tough habit to give up. But smoking does have a very negative effect on your mouth and your body as well.
In terms of people who might be listening now, they might have young kids at home. From what age should we be going to bring the kids to see a dentist?
First tooth, first visit, really, is how it goes. Yeah, and that might sound like very young. And generally, that's what people advise, just to get kids used to it. You know, the last thing you want is a child coming in and their first experience being one where they're afraid or they've got pain, you know. Yeah. So you'd like to see a child early and get them used to the environment.
Okay, yeah.
It's hard to brush their teeth properly. They'll tend to chew the toothbrush or won't want to get the toothbrush in the first place. I think it's just important to establish a habit and just make it known that this is something you do. You need to look after teeth and take care of them and begin to form that from an early age.
So are you doing it with your child? Are you actually doing the brushing for them or letting them do it themselves?
I don't know who's the boss in that particular relationship, but yes, I do the brushing. For a young child, the parent should always be in control. You can't give the child a toothbrush and let them do it themselves.
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it, to try and get at it. So talk to me about the implants then.
Yeah. So if somebody is missing a tooth, there are several ways to replace it. But the best way, and the way that is the kindest to your mouth, is with a dental implant. So if you're missing a tooth and you have a space, you can place a dental implant, which is essentially like a very small screw that's made of titanium, into that space, and then you can put a crown on top of that. And generally, it takes probably about 4 months to do the treatment from start to finish for a single tooth. And your alternatives, if you're missing a tooth, would be maybe a bridge, which involves filing down the teeth on either side, or a denture, which is something that sits in your mouth, is removable. A lot of people find them uncomfortable, actually.
I was just about to say, I remember years ago, say my granny with the dentures, and she used to say it would cut into her mouth and that.
Yeah, and things are still the same. You know, dentures haven't changed. They haven't moved on very much. They're the same as they always were. They probably spend a lot of time in the glass beside your bed.
What a lovely image, yeah.
Yeah. So we try to move away from that. And dental implants are fully fixed in. They completely avoid that. They're much healthier for your mouth. People who wear dentures are often afraid of them moving around, slipping, falling out, particularly in social situations. And many of the people I meet that come into 3Dental are people who have got problems with their dentures and are afraid. You know, they won't go out for meals with their friends or their family because they don't like the feeling of being out of control. Whereas with dental implants, you get totally fixed in teeth. They're a confidence boost. They help people get their self-esteem back.
Yeah, so they go in and you forget all about them.
Absolutely, yeah. You just care for them like you would care for normal teeth.
So no particular aftercare required other than the usual?
I would say it depends. So if you're getting one or two teeth replaced, it's just the same as normal teeth. We also replace like all of somebody's teeth. So this sometimes does happen. You may find somebody that all of their top teeth or all of their bottom teeth are either missing or damaged or due to be lost, and we can replace them. We've got a procedure at Three Dental called Smile in a Day, where we will place a minimum of 4 dental implants and then give somebody a bridge that's fixed on top of that that replaces all of their teeth. And the maintenance requirements in terms of how you care for that are just a little bit different to how you would care for a single tooth or your normal teeth.
Okay. Is there anyone that it wouldn't be suitable for then?
Most people are suitable. There are some medical conditions that may not be suitable. There are also some people who may be on medications that might need to be tailored for the procedure. And I'm thinking specifically maybe of ones that would affect how you bleed afterwards. So if somebody has...
So thinners, blood thinners or whatever, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So if someone has a heart condition or if they had a stroke previously, they might take medications that would thin the blood, as you said. And if you're doing any kind of surgical procedure, you'd want to make sure that you wouldn't get problems afterwards. So we might need to talk to them or their doctor indeed about altering those medications for the procedure.
Yeah, there is a reason why on the form you're asked what kind of medication you're on.
Definitely, yeah. Sometimes people get a bit upset when you ask them about their medication.
They think you're just being nosy, like.
Yeah, no, we're not. You'd be surprised at the things that are valid or important. You know, some of the medications we use might interact with medications you might be on, even herbal remedies. So it's important to know exactly what people are taking.
How has the cosmetic side of dentistry changed in the last few years, do you think?
People are much more conscious of the appearance of their teeth. You know, so people want whiter, straighter teeth. I think it's something that maybe we see from our American cousins. You know, everybody has their teeth straightened and whitened in the States, and people here are slowly catching on to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The only thing is, there's some reality stars on the telly, and I'm sure you know the ones that I'm talking about, mm-hmm. and some of the teeth are mad looking. They're over the top perfect.
I regularly get people coming into me in the clinic, and they'll say, look, I don't want teeth like Rylan.
That you can see from space. Yeah, I remember when he had his done. My God, they were huge.
Yeah, wouldn't be my taste personally, but each their own. You know, some people want nice bright teeth. Some people don't. They just want a normal colour. And I would be happy to see anybody and give them what they want. You know, it is someone's personal choice as to what colour their teeth are. I would certainly guide somebody in the right direction and discuss shade and shape and what suits their face. And we'll often do something like some digital planning, where we would take a photograph of somebody's mouth, mock up teeth that would be in proportion to their face. For example, for males, you might find that squarer teeth suit their face better. And for females, more round or oval teeth are more appropriate for the shape of their face.
So you get to see beforehand what they might look like.
Absolutely, yeah. We always like to trial these things. You know, it's a very big procedure. Anything like a smile design where you're changing the shape, the appearance, the smile of someone's face, it's always good to trial it beforehand and find out exactly what the end point would be.
And what about these braces that a lot of people are getting? I know my nephew only got them the other week and I didn't even notice them. Yeah. It's changed so much since I was in school.
True, yeah. I think what you're talking about is something like Invisalign. It's one of the brand names for something like this. These are invisible braces. So you'd wear a very small, clear retainer that goes in, and every few weeks you would change that retainer and it slowly begins to move the position of your teeth. It's not suitable for every case, but for a lot of cases, it does work. It's very successful and it's quite discreet.
Yeah, and it's within a relatively short period of time, isn't it, too, that it works?
Yes. Again, it depends on how crooked the teeth are to begin with. But things can be done in as little as 6 months, depending on the degree of crowding that's present.
So I'd say brides and everything are coming in then, because they're going, right, my wedding is next year. I want to sort it out now.
Definitely. Yeah. And I'm glad you said next year, because sometimes we see people who are getting married next week and they don't give us an opportunity to really do what we need to do. But yeah, if you're thinking of getting married and you want to do something for your smile, then orthodontics to straighten your teeth, followed by some whitening, will do absolutely wonders for your appearance and your general smile. You know, when you smile, it's one of the things that people notice about your face. It's one of the things that people clock first. The eye is the smile. A nice smile will lead to nice pictures in your wedding photographs.
With the whitening then as well, as soon as you get that done, is coffee banned? Is tea banned? Or how can we keep it up?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're banned, but certainly the foods that you eat, the drinks that you drink, they will lead to your teeth becoming a little bit darker again over time. So if you drink a lot of black tea or coffee, it will lead to stains in your teeth. And whitening is a little bit like a suntan. You know, you get it, teeth are white, and then over a period of time, they can dull back down again. But you can very easily top the whitening back up again. So if you do your initials, little bit of whitening that might take a couple of weeks to do, you might need to top that up again in 6 months or a year. But certainly, you know, red wine, tea, coffee, smoking, those are the things that will cause discoloration.
Yeah, we know. We're looking for a miracle from you today.
Yeah, I sound like a killjoy.
Yeah. The other thing is the sensitivity then for whitening. A lot of people say, oh God, it's very sore to have done. Is that true, or does that mean that it's just not suitable for you?
Some people can find it sensitive. Yeah, it can be unsuitable. If you're somebody who suffers from sensitivity, or you've got gum recession, where the gums have come back down from the teeth a little bit and revealed the roots of the teeth, then whitening probably isn't for you, you know, because it can exacerbate that. I would say that anybody who does whitening will experience sensitivity to a certain degree. You know, we can do things like there are the types of whitening gel that we use. A lot of them will have desensitizers within them, built into them, so you don't get that problem, or at least to a lesser extent. You can also do things like, you know, reduce the amount of time you're whitening for, so lesser hours per day over a longer period of time, or you can take little breaks, and those kind of things help to stop that from happening.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing a lot of the cosmetic side of dentistry in 3 Dental. Do you still get the ordinary person coming in saying, I've got a pain in my gum, or I have a tooth that's sore, or whatever,
yeah,
toothache?
Definitely, that still happens, and we're happy to see those people as well. You know, and you'll often find that somebody comes in with a toothache, and you discover more things about them. So they might have several problems, or they might be missing some teeth, and then that leads on to implants or crowns or veneers or whatever. Yes, we do general dentistry, but our focus generally is on cosmetic dentistry, on orthodontics, on dental implants.
Yeah, I've actually been in 3 Dental myself. I've had my teeth bonded at the front.
Oh, great.
So I used to have a gap in my teeth. That's such a simple procedure to have done as well, the bonding, isn't it?
Bonding.
To close a gap.
Yes, bonding is very quick and very easy. If you have teeth that are slightly misshapen, if you have spaces between teeth, or indeed chipped edges on your teeth, at 3 Dental we offer bonding, which is you would put very small white fillings essentially on the tips of the teeth, or to use them to close up spaces, and it can massively improve the appearance of your teeth instantaneously, you know, same day treatment.
Yeah, I was in and out, and I think it was an hour or something. I couldn't believe it. It was so good. Well, listen, you're very good for coming in today. Happy birthday to 3 Dental.
Thank you, Trina.
Third birthday. How apt, and it's called 3 Dental, the third year. Mm-hmm. All the details, if anyone is interested in getting anything done with their teeth, either the dental implants, as you mentioned, cosmetic work done, orthodontics, or general dentistry, it's all on 3dental.ie. Thanks for coming in, Peter.
Thank you, Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.